Thank you, Ben. Team, songs just express a lot of what I want to say this morning. Let me just take a moment to say thank you so much for the note of appreciation and Appreciation Day. And a few months back, 30th anniversary of our coming here as pastor. Thank you so very, very much. You really are church family. There was a part of me that went to the library last week saying, oh, no, I want to do spring cleaning sort of like I want a root canal or something. But as church family started working together, teens and adults just mixing and laughing and helping one another out, wow. Great to be a part of church family. Well, I'm still in the middle of this whole series. God wants to sanctify us. He wants to. Many of you have heard it said you got to get sanctified. But God's desire and this whole subject is just it's just loaded with truth, and I'm just taking my time, okay? God wants to sanctify you, to make you holy. And the Lord says to us, consecrate yourselves and be, not just act holy, be holy. Because, why? I'm the Lord your God. That's all the answer you need. Why? Because God says so. Keep my decrees and follow them. You are to be holy to me because I, the Lord, am holy. And I have set you apart from the nations to be my own. Wow, that's quite a statement. Think of it. Jesus prayed for your sanctification and for mine. Sanctify them, Father, through the truth. Your word is truth. As you have sent me into the world, I have now sent them into the world. And I sanctify myself that they too may truly be sanctified. Wow. Jesus prayed for that for us. And then Jesus suffered on a cross to provide sanctification for us through His blood shed on that cross. My letter to the Hebrews, chapter 13, verse 12. Wow. God's desire. I'm defining sanctification this way. Sanctification is God's act of making humans holy. I don't take credit for that. That's the wording of Dr. Samuel Powell in a Global Dictionary of the Bible. That Global Dictionary of Theological Terms. It's God's work, making common, ordinary blokes like you and me holy. Holiness describes the very essence of God, His transcendence, His purity, His splendor. Us human beings are made holy only through our relationship with God. Have you ever been in the presence of someone that just seems to make you better than you feel like you are? Or maybe some of you have been in the presence of someone that make you worse than you like to think you are? We are made holy in our relationship with God. And this holiness is sometimes described as single-hearted devotion to God. Not today here, today, tomorrow. Single-hearted, undivided devotion to God. Picking up that ancient law of Israel, picking it up as Jesus did, the greatest of all the commandments, you shall love the Lord your God with all, not most, not a greater part, but all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your strength. That's holiness, loving God. Because of a variety of backgrounds, sanctification gets picked up in different aspects. Sometimes it's seen as an experience, a point in time, a blessing bestowed by God. And other times it's discussed as a process, never ending. And so there's been a lot of debate. Is it one or the other? And because of that, I've been involved in a lot of those discussions and those debates. And so I'm with one group, one tradition, and they bring up, oh yeah, that scripture is there. Well, so I get in debate with somebody else, and I hear where. And they always seem to have a scripture that really is pretty profound. And that has left me so confused. So as among theologians, we began talking about this work of sanctification in different terms. Initial sanctification, a moment in time when we receive Jesus as our Savior and we are saved, we are born again, we are regenerated. But then we talk about there's process, growth, discipleship. I really prefer the moment in time when God would just do a download, redirect all my thinking, clear out all the junk, all the viruses, wouldn't that be nice? Those old habits that embarrass me and get me in so much trouble. And he just sort of says, wait, get real, God, now. Wait. And he just takes me step. Process. It's in Scripture. Well, then there's this thing called entire sanctifications. In some circles, and other circles call it total commitment, and some circles call it consecration. And as I get to talking to some of these people that are genuine in their faith and brothers and sisters in Christ, I begin to sense that heart, those expressions seem awfully synonymous. A moment in time. Well, then there's sanctifying moments, those Pentecostals, you know, being filled with the Spirit. But it's there in Scripture. And you realize the number of times in the books of Acts, the same old disciples were filled with the Spirit again. And so is it once or is it ever? Did they lose it? Or do we have trouble putting it all together in our nice little segmenting brains? Boom, boom. And of course, then there's heaven. Glorification. That's when everything's going to be perfect. Maybe. What if? In heaven, we still have to put up with each other with our foibles and finiteness. What if? What if you still have to put up with people like me? Oh, brother. That means I have to put up with people like you. Right? Oh, well. But all of these expressions are in Scripture, and we want to make it nice, little, simple, tie it up in a package, give it, have it done and over with. But that's not scriptural. Wow. Oh, the Bible does express some reasons why God wants to sanctify us. He wants to purify our hearts from all sin. And I can't tell you the number of people that say it can't be, but the Scripture says God has this provision, and it's today. How do you put it all together? He wants to prepare us for heaven. There's a scripture that says, without holiness, no one will see the Lord. Whoa, that sort of makes that one pretty important. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14. Jesus just said it this way, blessed are the pure in heart, for they're the ones that'll see God. Right? I spent a few weeks, and God wants to sanctify us to sustain moral purity in us while we live in the midst of our world. It's more than saying, shape up, son, daughter. You can do better. There's something of the work of God in us. And then there's empowerment for mission. Jesus says, go make disciples. You'll receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you'll be my witnesses. Jesus prayed it. As Father, you sent me into the world, I am now sending them in the world. Sanctify them through the truth. For mission. And we could go on with several more. We just don't have time for that this morning. But I want to begin moving to this area for a couple weeks, or maybe three or four, I don't know. The means by which God sanctifies us, that is, makes us holy. There's four primary ones the scripture identifies. Through our faith in Jesus as Lord. I appreciate the number of songs Ben chose that had that Jesus as Lord. I'm going to really focus on that one in a few minutes. Second is through the blood of Jesus. My plan is to get there next week. That baffles me to no end. Third, by his word, that is the truth. Fourth, by the Holy Spirit. Ways that God uses to make us holy. But here's where I want to focus. I want you to hear something. Every work God does in us comes through our faith in Jesus as Lord. Every work God does in us comes through our faith in Jesus as Lord. He does a lot of things for us. He constantly invites us to faith in himself as God. He reveals himself to us. He convicts us of sin and righteousness. He warns us of coming judgment. Sometimes he does healings beyond our expectations. He invites us through catastrophes, through suffering, through loss that reveals our finiteness and our need for God to faith in himself. He's always working in a variety of ways in our lives. But he works in our hearts through our faith in Jesus as Lord. That's the way he works. God revealed himself and provided full salvation from sin for us through Jesus. This was expressed in several phrases in the songs we sang this morning. Jesus Christ is the Son of God, our Messiah. He is one with God eternally. He participated with God in the creation of the universe. John chapter 1, Hebrews chapter 1, letter to the Colossians. He became human and lived in our midst and revealed God to us. That's Jesus. He took on himself the guilt of our sins as he died on the cross and was made the perfect sacrifice for our sins. God raised him to life. Jesus revealed himself to his disciples and commissioned them to advance his mission. He ascended into heaven, and we look forward to the day where he will return. Take us all to be with him in heaven. Those are a lot of comments about Jesus himself. Jesus revealed God's design for us as humans, true holiness. Be like Jesus. In fact, some describe holiness as Christ-likeness. Be like Jesus. Jesus taught holy living. You want to get upset with the Old Testament laws? Have you recently read the instructions of Jesus? You may want to go back to the Old Testament. Be perfect in your expression of love as your Father in heaven is perfect. Play with that one for a while. But Jesus not only died, equivalent of a martyr's death, he also died a sacrificial death and provided transformation through his death and resurrection on that cross. He suffered condemnation for our sins and died the death that we were to die. He suffered crucifixion to make us holy through his blood. He's more than a model. He's more than a teacher. There's something in the blood of Jesus that transforms us. So now I come back to this phrase. Now God works in us through our faith in Jesus as Lord. Scripture says, if you openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Oh, there's place for that. Shake up, do shape up, do better, grow up. There's place for that. But it's far from the whole truth. There's a work of God in us through Jesus. But here's the key. Jesus as Lord. I've said it many times. You've heard it. But I really have come to believe there's the kicker. Repentance is more than saying, I'm sorry I've sinned and I'm going to try to do better. Repentance is turning to follow Jesus as Lord. Repentance is turning away from the bad and turning to follow Jesus. Repentance that only stops with, or only contains or stops with, I'm sorry, is insufficient. It's not true repentance. Repentance is a change of mind, turning from the old to follow the new. Jesus is Lord. Lord is a word meaning one who rules. In an ancient setting, it was the landowner. It was the slave owner. You don't go to the slave owner and say, well, can we negotiate? Can you imagine a slave going to a slave owner and saying, can we negotiate? The word for Jesus is Lord. The word for Lord is he's master. Dictionary of the Bible talks about it this way. The disciples of Jesus called him Lord. They first meant only that they had great respect for him as teacher. Later, they understood that he was one with God. And so the earliest Christian creed was simply this: Jesus is boss. Oh, I like the phrase, big brother, friend, counselor, consultant, great theologian, right? Those are nice. When's the last time you said, Jesus, you are Lord? Friends, I've talked to some people that says, I'm willing to believe in Jesus and all the things he said, but this whole thing of Jesus as truly Lord, I do things my way. That is not lordship. That's lordship of me. If you declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. If you openly, not quietly in your brain, in my heart, in my prayer, in my closet, okay, I really believe in you, but Lord, I'm going to have to leave my bed and I'm going to have to head out in the world. Things are going to get sort of tough. I'm not sure. No. Openly declare that Jesus is Lord. And believe in your heart God raised him from the dead. That means God can transform you. You'll be saved.
again, I come back to this. I struggled with this, but the more I dealt with it this week, the more I thought, yeah. Every work God does in us comes through our faith in Jesus as boss. Faith is more than an academic theory. Faith is a gift of God resulting in the capacity to believe that which we cannot see and to act upon that belief. Faith is a capacity within that image of God given to us in creation. Scripture says faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. But that same passage about faith goes on to say, without faith, it is impossible to please God. It's more than just believing that God exists. Faith is believing in God. Because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists, and he rewards those who earnestly seek him. The Apostle James put it this way, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead. If you're not following through on what you say you believe, you don't have faith in Jesus. If you don't follow through on what you say you believe, you don't have faith in Jesus. That's a strong statement. The Apostle Paul in another place says it this way, everything that does not come from faith is sin. Those are some pretty strong statements. I've said it so many times. Everybody has faith in something or someone. The object of our faith shapes our behavior, our values, our decisions. Every system of logic starts with a premise. Everyone. And for Christians, we place our faith in Jesus as Lord. It's never a question of whether you have faith in not. The question is, who do you have faith in, or what have you placed your faith in? That's the real question today. Our sanctification starts by centering our faith in Jesus as Lord. Now, there's a place for growth and understanding what that means and putting it into action. But it starts by placing our faith in Jesus as Lord. And the disciple Ananias was sent to Saul of Tarsus. He was given a message. But earlier when Saul was encountered by Jesus, Pharisee, fighting Jesus, persecuting Christians, he had this statement of Jesus. I am Jesus whom you are persecuting. Now get up and stand on your feet. I have appeared to you to appoint you as a servant and as a witness of what you have seen and will see of me. I will rescue you from your own people and from the Gentiles. Jesus says, I am sending you to them to open their eyes, turn them from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to God, so they may receive forgiveness of sins and a place among those who are sanctified by faith in me. Can you imagine a Saul of Tarsus trying to stamp out this new heresy of Jesus in his day? Loyal, devoted. And then he hears these words from that very one that he tried to ignore. Get up, I've got a job for you. You're going to go to non-Jews as well as Jews. I'm going to send you to open their eyes, turn them from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to God, so they may receive forgiveness of sins and a place among those who are sanctified. How? By faith in me, Jesus. Moment ago, Vanji read that story of a blind beggar. Wanted in the worst ways to receive sight. He had heard the stories about Jesus. And on that day, outside of Jericho, heard this crowd, heard something going on, and heard them say, there's Jesus in the middle of it. And in the middle of it, he cries out, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy. And the people say, don't make a scene, guy. You're just a blind beggar. But Jesus heard. Jesus called him out. Jesus put him on the side. What do you want? I just want to see. And hear the words of Jesus. Your faith has made you whole, restored his sight. Friends, my concern today is not physical blindness. My concern is spiritual blindness to what God wants to do in us and through us. So my question is not, have you been sanctified? My question is not, or my invitation is not, come get sanctified. Here's my question and my invitation. You ready for it? Where is your faith centered? And I invite you today, make sure it's centered in Jesus as Lord. Oh, you say, I got saved once. That's fine. That was great. Today, right now, right this moment, I invite you, renew that faith in Jesus. Not for the miracles he can do. Center your faith in Jesus as Lord. Let's just join in a song. Ben's selected it. It's a prayer. Potter's hand. Shape me. Make me. Lead me. Guide me. You just go ahead and be